question on St. Paddy's Day. Can you jig with a harp in your hand? Only if it's a 16-ounce harp, right?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. Top of the morning to you. And the rest of the day to yourself is how you respond to that.
Yes.
We have our good friend Billy Quinn here from Quinn and Tui's. Thanks for joining us, Billy.
My pleasure, as always.
And I got to know you because your son used to work at a party store down the street, a market where I got lunch every day, which is now closed, but it's a restaurant now.
Yeah.
But I used to go down there and get a nice big sandwich every day at noon, and I got to know Rory, and he's just a great kid. Is Rory going to be working today?
Yes, more than he anticipates.
Wake up, Rory. Yeah, get out of bed.
Get up, Rory. Yeah. And matter of fact, the place he worked was Irish Stew, O'Brien's.
All right. That's right.
Yeah. You got to keep it in the family.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of that, is
which makes marriages really weird.
Billy, you've got an Irish establishment in the north side of Grand Rapids called Quinn and Tui's. Where is that physically located at?
It's on 1535 Plainfield. It would be between Ann Street and Leonard.
Right on Plainfield. If you're not from around here, that's just about 5 or 6 blocks north of the downtown area.
Yeah.
On a major north-south thoroughfare. And I can't believe we got you to break away on St. Paddy's Day because he looks
a little nervous.
Yeah, this place is mobbed, right? This place is mobbed, and from the time they open through the time they close. But if you want the true Irish experience in West Michigan anyway, this is where you got to go.
There's nothing like it.
Right.
And I would tell you right now, you ought to gulp down as much coffee as you can, jump in the shower, and hit the road. Find yourself a DD because you won't leave.
Right.
And get in line because you might have to wait to get in and plan on getting very familiar with a lot of people because you're rubbing bodies every time you move.
Right.
And if you get a chair, wear a diaper because you don't want to leave.
Hey, that's a good point.
That might be the reason why you want to get there early. But so in a traditional Irish bar fashion, tell me the beers that you're serving.
Well, we serve all beer, but Guinness, Harp, and Smittick's are our mainstays always, but that day more so than ever.
And a lot of people might think it's Smithwick, but it's Smittick.
Yeah. Well, I got educated the first time, I think, when I was 3 years old. Got slapped for saying Smithwick.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, that's what it looks like. It's Smittick's, though.
You were stealing Daddy's Smithwick?
You needed something to chase down to Jameson.
Boy, he slept good as a young lad, though,
absolutely,
didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah.
Didn't stunt his growth, though, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Funny. So Billy, the beer, this is a legendary party for you guys. What do you expect to go through keg-wise of just those three brands?
Well, geez, I think, minimum 50 kegs probably.
Yeah. That's a lot of pints.
It's a lot for 30 people.
Right, yeah.
Well, Bob drinks a lot.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, the fire marshal will be making his appearance a couple times. I know that because...
Yeah. Well, he understands we usually let in only about 40 people.
Yeah. Right, yeah. On one table.
Right.
My wife is the queen, by the way, of getting a table. If you want a table in a crowded place, you just put Maureen up on a perch.
Wow. Yeah. She'll figure it out.
She's kind of creepy that way.
That's all right. You have to do it.
So if you're going to make a day of it, the drinking part is always a lot of fun, but you got to eat too, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
We have, some people call it Irish food. Some people call it corned beef.
Okay.
We have the typical corned beef and cabbage. We have beef, just regular beef, roast beef. That's, I'm sure, like Bob, you've been to Ireland. That's they eat a lot of beef.
Yes, they do.
Seriously.
Because they raise a lot of beef.
Yeah, they do.
And lamb.
A lot of lamb, yep.
And Jop's a big, he's a big lammy pie, so.
I enjoy cooking lamb because if you cook it right, it's really good.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous.
Unknown to a lot of people because they're afraid of it.
Right.
It's like they're afraid of venison.
Well, mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of people end up getting like mutton.
Right.
And probably. Mutton and lamb are
different.
Or maybe the first time they tried it, they were a kid and their mom bought mutton. Right. I mean, that was a thing when we were a kid.
So the difference there is the age of the animal.
Yeah.
Is all you're really talking about. And as it gets older, it gets stronger.
Yeah.
A lamb is obviously a younger animal, and that strong flavor isn't matured into the meat yet. So it's a lot better to eat.
Well, I'll tell you, and something I've never said, and I shouldn't probably say this on the radio, but I will speak because we're talking this. The only time in my life I can remember my father getting mad at my mother.
Oh, really?
She tried to pass mutton off as lamb. She it must have been on sale or something.
Yeah, sure. Right.
And I've never seen my dad mad like he was mad at that. He could not stand mutton. Loved lamb.
Right. Well,
mutton.
Because he had to eat it as a kid.
Probably ate it. Cheaper stuff.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you can smell the difference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Instantly, yeah, you can smell the difference.
You weren't getting leg of lamb every night. Is that what you're saying?
My mother would say it's pork.
Right.
Right. My dad was smarter than that. Right. Us kids didn't know any better. We just thought it was spoiled pork.
Right. Well, and you know, I wonder if you can't brine away some of that.
Well,
could. Maybe teriyaki or something like that.
Barbecue.
So let's, garlic on it. You don't even taste anything else. Yeah.
So this food buffet is massive, and it's only like $10.
Yeah,
you want to hit it because there's tons of corned beef, lots of cabbage, and mashed potatoes.
And a dessert with it.
And you won't even you won't be able to eat the dessert, but you'll grab it.
So Billy, cabbage, man, that's about the most unexciting vegetable in the world. What do you do to it to make it good?
You know, actually, it's the way you cook it, and I love cabbage. Right. I love it anyway, but when you cook it right or braise it, it's just, it's unbelievably good.
I think they're calling you back to work right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the band you're going to have there, because that's the best part, really.
Yeah, actually, we're starting off, we have a young fellow, his name is Colin Tobin, fine Irish boy. He's going to start us off, and then we have the legendary Conklin Cayley Band. They've been with us for as long as we've been.
What time do they play?
They will probably go on about 1:30.
They really want you back there.
About 1:30. And then after that, let's see. Then we have a fellow named from the band Saltbound.
Okay.
Colin Cooper. Then this is fabulous to announce, and nobody knows this yet, so I'll announce it right here for you guys and your audience. We have the return of fabulous Celtic rock band, the Billies.
I thought you were going to say Craig Wisely.
No.
Then I was going to get really excited.
I would too. That was a fabulous band. Probably one of the best bands
I've ever
heard. But this, the Billies, they took like a 3-year hiatus, and they're back, and they're powerful, and they're fun.
And what time do they come on?
They'll probably come on about 9:30 at night.
Okay.
Yep.
So
it's hard to say what time the band will come on because things get delayed. And
oh, yeah. It's Irish time.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
it's all on
it's Irish
time.
Nothing's correct.
So it's called Quinn and Tui's. It's on Plainfield. It's in the Creston Heights neighborhood, but it's just a little bit north of downtown. Plan on finding a parking spot and getting in there as early as you can and get a driver because you will not want to leave.
Right.
And just remember this, Bob. You have over 40 Irish whiskeys to try, because that's what we carry, 40.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I don't want you getting filled up just on Guinness. So.
Right. All right, Billy Quinn and Tui's, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Right. Enjoy it and be safe.
Yep. Thank you.
Get back at it, Billy. Coming up next, we got the full Belly Deli. We're going to hit some Irish recipes you won't want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back.